Well, hey, everybody. We are getting ready. We aren't set yet. We're not set yet.
Not yet.
Okay? Not yet. Scotty, got a lot going on over there.
Yes, I do.
Okay, got a lot going on in there. He ain't ready yet. Okay, Laura's almost ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. I just got to measure his face.
Yeah, he's got...
See how long it is.
I have not looked, so I don't know some of the comments. I'd like to, if we could go over those a little bit, something from today's show if you missed it. But we're going to take a break. We're coming back with the Buzz 24/7 right after this. Hey, everybody, it's Greg. You know, the other day I was talking about best part of the day, sliding into bed at night, man. You got the cool sheets and everything, like feeling great, get some sleep. It's awesome. And I just found this company, Cozy Earth, and I tried it. Love their stuff, especially their sheets. Amazing softness, cooling. They also make pajamas, everything in comfort. And check this out. You will not find a better discount anywhere for Cozy Earth than right here. We've got 41% off if you use the code word BUZZ at morningbuzz.com/deals or at Cozy Earth.
Hey guys, it's me, Laura. Recently I found a skincare product, Love Indus. I had heard so much about it and the reviews were great. I had to give it a shot. You know, I'm getting older and I want my skin to stay young, like everyone, right? But I was reluctant because I'm a cautious, frugal shopper. Well, I worked with Love Indus myself to get the best discount anywhere. Not just for me, but for all of you listeners. We get 21% off using code BUZZ. Now you can try the same skincare line that I do, Love Indus. The reviews speak for themselves. I hope you love Love Indus as much as I do.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Hi there. Baby, baby, baby. This is Tuesday. Welcome to the Buzz 24/7, the after show podcast. I still got some coffee going. Oat milk, by the way. I know. I'm just trying.
I'm a black coffee drinker, so I'm not really.
I have a little oat milk. Sometimes I'll use almond milk.
Yeah, I don't mind those things.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. I've been working on... that's weird.
The railroad.
I've been working on the railroad.
Like, all the live long day.
Nobody says nobody ever.
That was awesome.
I've been working on doing little short movies. You know what I mean? Like I did the one with the bird watching thing, and I really like it. We're going to start seeing more of those, on our site. We got some video stuff coming real soon. Also, I want to let you know, website-wise, I want to let you know that if you are listening to the Buzz 24/7 and you have it bookmarked as a singular place, like just the only thing that shows up is the Buzz 24/7, that is going to change so that the Buzz 24/7 and the full show podcast will all appear on one page. The page you have bookmarked for the Buzz 24/7, so that you can click subscribe to it, is going to be moved to include both the full show podcast parts 1 and 2. And the Buzz 24/7. It's all going to be on one page. So if you are listening to this and you go in the next couple of days or maybe within the next week and it's no longer there, just go to the website and click on the podcast page. It'll be there. Okay? So I'm letting you know of an upcoming switch, probably within the next few days. All right? So there you go. All right?
Thank you.
I did a little movie about coffee. Last night. It's only like 30 seconds long. Scotty thought it was cute.
I thought it was very cute.
He said it in a kind of...
I don't know what any of that's like. I don't make coffee, nor do I enjoy it or anything about it.
I don't
know what that's like. So the normal coffee drinker may look at that and go, that's boring.
It's kind of... A normal coffee drinker is going to watch it and go, I get it.
Okay, they know how to do it. I don't.
It's not about making coffee. You missed the point. It's okay. It's all right. What?
Question for you and or Laura. I bought a new coffee machine. I think it was last summer I bought it, Laura. And they got inside where you put the water, they got that thing with the little white. It's a little white, I don't know.
Mold.
It's supposed to absorb something in your coffee. You have this thing that attaches to where you put the water. Inside's like a little white pouch. Do you know anything about that?
Is that the packing thing that
you're supposed to remove because it'll poison?
No, I thought it was supposed to absorb.
Nothing would surprise me.
I thought it was supposed to absorb something in the coffee.
What kind of coffee maker?
It was Braun, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Huh. I don't know.
I thought that I just assumed it was just universal for all coffee
just
makers.
Just Google the maker.
I'm going to look it up right now because now I'm kind of concerned you're drinking poison.
That's all right, Kelly. He's fine. Yeah, he's fine.
It's not going to make him any better. Or
no, you're good, Kelly. Don't even worry about it.
It's not going to make me, you're fine. Regardless of the raspberries.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I don't know why we're low levels here today.
Okay, if your brown coffee maker has a white pack inside of it, it's most likely a charcoal water filter.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It will improve the coffee's taste by removing chlorine or bad taste from your tap water.
The problem is I can't find where do I buy these things. I looked in the market basket. I looked at another store.
Dude, get on the fucking internet.
Why? If I can fit in a store anyway.
Because they don't. That kind of stuff like that comes with something in a machine. Well, clearly I do because you can't find it.
You had to buy them.
You can buy a 12-pack Braun coffee maker replacement at Walmart for $11.99. Amazon 12-pack, $6.99.
Right. You can click on Walmart.com. He doesn't go to Walmart. And he's not going to go to Amazon.
So anything non-Walmart besides Amazon?
I'm just going to buy you 12-pack.
No, don't.
It's $6.99. It'll be at my house tomorrow.
$6.99. Give you $10.
There you go. I just made some money.
$3 profit. Give you $10.
Prime.
The guy, you just give him an excuse. I love you to be lazy.
I just want to make sure that these are.
You want to burn more fossil fuels and have Amazon deliver it to me.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to click. I'm going to burn fossil fuels.
That's
it. I gotta bring it in tomorrow.
Look, you're gonna sit here and complain that you can't find it. I told you where you can find it, and you're like, you don't know that. You told me you can't find it.
You have a Braun Brew Sense drip.
You don't want to order for one thing.
I don't. For $7? No. If I can get it at a store,
but I have Prime.
If you spend $19 a year, give $19 a year, join Amazon, it's shipped to you for free. You know that? You never have to go shopping.
How much to sign up?
$19.
Oh. So it's free?
I'll give you the $20.
I've already bought it. It'll be at my house tomorrow.
I'll give you the $20. You're going to leave me to fight this alone, Scotty?
$7.
You're fighting a battle that...
She just made $3. I just helped her.
Cha-ching!
What's weird is he always has this weird rationalization that in some way makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
How does that make sense?
To him, it does.
Because my favorite is he's... I don't want to.
I'll go without it and let Laura do it for me. When he could do it right there, where he's sitting, he could do it.
I just paid her for it.
Wow. Okay. All right. I don't know, man.
She's got skills.
I don't know. She does have skills.
You know.
Nobody's questioning her about her skills. Yeah. It's your lack of skills.
Did you just order it?
Of course. Easy. It'll arrive tomorrow at my house. Before 8 p.m. Like, so guess what? He'll have them on Thursday.
Thursday, I'll be drinking great coffee.
Purified water.
I admire your tenacity. I do. I'm being serious. I've told you this before. I love that you're resisting, quote unquote, the big guy. I get that 100%.
It's not in everything. Clearly, it's just
no. I know. But your principles. I get it. I try to shop local whenever I can. Yeah. I was at a place the other day and they said, man, thanks so much for shopping local. I'm like, I love shopping local. But sometimes I just don't have the time. And sometimes I've got to click that button. I don't have a choice. And I admire you for sticking to it. But I also get annoyed with you because you make everything harder on her when you could do it yourself.
Steve seemed to enjoy that.
I actually did. And it took me all of 40 seconds while I like to multitask.
You know what the thing is about Kelly? It's impossible to be fucking mad at him.
No, that's not true.
I disagree with that.
No, it is impossible. I get aggravated with the arguments that we have, but he's imminently likable. Well, and you can't really, he's like a little kid. You just can't stay mad at him because he's so cute.
Anyway.
Too much spotlight on you?
Yeah, I look forward to my coffee things.
Yeah.
I've been looking for I would forget week after week and I'm like, I gotta look
for those. So you've needed these for months?
Couple.
Year?
No.
Okay.
I don't know how long they're supposed to last. I guess if they, I guess if they don't, you don't have them, you can still brew your coffee. You're just not taking out the whatevers. What are they taking out again?
Impurity.
Chlorine in your tap water.
Too many impurities.
I don't know how much. I mean, how much it works, I don't know. Who knows, right? No. I mean, we're all drinking plastics. But anyway, so it's a head scratcher, man. You want to live off the grid and live off the land. God bless you. But you're not the one sitting here going,
I don't want to do that. I can't find my little cotton thingy. I don't know what it is.
It's maddening.
I don't want to go too much because she's helped us all.
Yeah,
and
I know.
But Kelly is just,
she is an enabler.
Yes,
I am. I'm a pusher. I'm an enabler, and that's just who I am. And
part of her,
you know, it's 42 years of my life. I've been called a pusher a lot. I've been called an enabler a lot. I've been called those names, and you know what? I can't fix it. This is who I am, and it's good and bad. It is bad for me sometimes. It's also good for me sometimes. It's just me.
The word pusher, I don't like it. I don't think you are. I think you are an enabler to people who say they need help when what it boils down to more or less is that they're freaking lazy. You know what I mean? And they need you to do stuff for them. And Kelly's falls into that category sometimes, but not all the time.
After the show, she's going to help me DocuSign for my mom's taxes, which I successfully did on my own taxes. Yes. However, on my mom's, I accidentally said the tax people backed my mom's bank statement. I don't know how, but now I got to try again. She goes, you sent me your mom's, she emailed me, you mistakenly sent me your mom's tax statement.
You understand, out there right now in the podcast world, that across the 300,000 downloads we get a month, okay, 300,000 people are going, you've got to be shitting me.
I did my own successfully, so there's
a
different DocuSign.
That's
thing.
Not the point. You're 40-something. Yeah. I don't know how old you are.
Probably, but DocuSign only started, like, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago, and I wasn't doing it then. Everything was...
5, 6, 7 years, I think it was more than that.
Who was using it? I was always...
If you bought a house or anything like that. If you bought a house, I mean, we DocuSign.
I used to have somebody that would sign all that stuff for the DocuSign.
Well,
she
illegal.
Was a genius at it.
But also...
Valerie didn't have to do it.
Can I just mention...
A genius at it. It was illegal. She can't be signing your name, even if it's DocuSign, especially with the purchase of a house.
She was a genius at breaking the law.
Oh my God. Some of the things that you're saying...
I bought a house 15 years ago. Guess what? You need...
DocuSign has to be done.
We signed it in for the house in person, but DocuSign, any of that stuff. Like I would ask her questions like I asked you.
Scotty is.
Well, no, it's just...
He does not want the guns pointed at him.
No, I... She helps out everybody.
Yeah.
She's an enabler. She is a pusher. She is a pusher, for sure. I finished a beer. She took the empty can out of my hand and put a new one in the hand. And, like, I didn't even ask.
Yeah. Laura is, seriously, I've said it a million times, nicest person on earth.
Yes.
Everybody needs a Laura in their life. However, if you care for Laura and you try to get her to maybe... go a little easier on herself. She doesn't really listen. And that's fine. That's like she said, that's who she is. But sometimes people take advantage of her, and that pisses me off.
I guess I shouldn't.
I have no business being angry about
you
it.
Know,
but I just
she's right as in, hey, she's doing it.
I can't change myself. Like no matter how hard I try to change, I don't. I just can't.
And pissed off is an exaggeration. Aggravated because I don't like somebody being lazy and taking advantage of anybody. And Kelly, sometimes you
maybe
okay. All right, I do love you. I don't mean to be a dick.
He's got the biggest grin on his face.
Yeah, I know. See, you can't be mad because he's cute.
Yeah, no, people get mad at me.
Yeah,
I know a couple.
I know. I'm not one of them normally. No. But anyway, boy, that took a left. But
anyway,
it's good to know
so
you're going to have
this
your thing.
She's going to help me dock.
Yeah, that's very nice. Very nice.
I responded on the email to my mom's tax bride. I said, Lord Jesus, I don't know how I did that. She goes, it's okay. If you really want, you could stop by the office.
How can anybody survive in this computer age without sort of constantly... trying to learn. I miss it a lot. I can do okay. I can get by. That's why I'm working on video stuff, trying to get better. But how can anybody survive?
How does your dad do it?
How can anybody survive without getting boned up on computer stuff?
He came over, Saturday or Sunday morning to visit. And we're talking, and he's so frustrated with the post office not getting his bills to where they go, and Home Depot charged him $30 for. And even though he's like, he gets the bill, he writes out his check, he sends out checks. And I'm like, Dad, just use the computer. We can set it up so the automatic.
My dad won't do it.
He will not do it, and he refuses to. But then so he was so frustrated with Home Depot, they wouldn't waive the fee. And he's like, I sent it out. The check's dated for February 7th, blah, blah, blah. He pays the whole thing off and says, screw it. Here's the money, paying it off. I'm not doing Home Depot anymore. Wow. Now he has a $220 credit because, oh, the check finally came in. He goes, so you charged me $30. Now you're cashing a check even though I don't have a balance. So now he has a credit on his Home Depot account that
he doesn't
want
to go there anymore.
They could have just sent the check back, right? They could have.
They didn't. They ended up cashing. And he goes, I didn't even have a balance at that point because I paid it off after the crap that I went through.
You know what the problem
is? So he's running into all these issues with the mail's not getting it there on time. And this is and I'm trying so hard to get him on.
If you guys are dealing with your parents, and Scotty, this is coming down the road for you.
Coming down the road. It's already there. My sister is always working with them. I learn it. Sometimes it gets to be like too much and I have to do it in steps. Mm-hmm. And also if I do it all the time, I've nailed it.
Yeah.
But if I don't, it's like twice a year I do it. I'm second guessing.
Yeah. And
I'm checking
my
notes and I get nervous. But with your dad, after my divorce, I got my own credit card and that's it. I go to the bank and they'll say, you know, right now, for this amount of money, we'll bump you. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I don't think you're understanding what we're saying. I don't think you're getting what I'm saying. I'm not interested in your card. I bought nothing from you guys. I've been with you guys for 15 years now. Mm-hmm. I'm all set.
Yeah.
I have a credit card through you. I don't need a Kohl's one, a Home Depot. I don't need it.
Right. I don't like the headache of all those. Sure, Laura, you must have a million
now,
cards.
Now, you
like
do
that.
Know that
Kohl's,
if
Macy's, all that stuff.
If you use a credit card, there are credit cards that will give you cash back. If you use a credit card a lot, like credit cards, I never used to use them, but then it became a way of just buying the things you know you need that you would normally pay for, and I'm carrying less cash. Yeah. Right, that's the ideal of it. But
you can work the game, work the system.
There are some credit card companies will give you cash back, right, onto your card, just for spending with them.
So if you
use your credit card, it just would be smart to look and see what is available to you that could better benefit you than just getting nothing.
But dude, I go through Kohl's.
Okay.
$10 off, I'm all set.
I know I should do the credit card thing. Look for more.
Capital
I'm not
One.
Doing Kohl's. I'm not doing all that. It's a headache.
You say, well, in the long run, you end up saving money. And like, so the cruise, Bank of America has this Royal Caribbean cruising. You put your whole cruise on that card. And then you get $700 back to use on the cruise. So that paid for all of our drinks, all of our specialty
dining. From buying the cruise.
I see that.
Then we use American Express. All my groceries go on that because of the amount of money they get back. I get my air miles with Delta. So I fly for free
Let's say the day comes you're going to take a trip, you're going to fly.
Yep.
Right? So you get, let's say, a JetBlue card. And every time you spend something or you buy something on a JetBlue card, you get points towards free flights. So that when you do decide you want to fly and you go, you can fly for free.
That's why I fly to New York City with the kids every year because it's free.
Those are the things that benefit you from looking around.
I pay my credit card off every
Yes, so do I. So do I.
And I go into the bank.
And so do the kids.
And they go, we wish you wouldn't do this. And I said, well, I was kind of brought, why? They're like, they're not making a lot of money off me because
Who says they wish you wouldn't do this?
At the bank.
That's so weird.
Because they're like, we're not making any money off interest. We're not making any money off.
Yeah,
Say that to a customer.
Is this a credit card or is this your, I don't understand.
If I go and I charge something and it takes me 3 or 4 months to pay it off, there's interest on
it. Of course. But
they
usually say that.
That's why you don't pay it. Pay it off.
Yes. And I do. And they're like, we don't very seldom do, your credit score is good, but it could be better if you took out
because
loans.
Because it does look like.
Yeah. That's true.
And yes.
You're paying back loans. All right. So
you should always have this debt ratio to what you make, what you spend. There should be a debt ratio. That's how they do. But the credit
FICO
scores.
But they say that.
Yeah, that's just weird.
The fact that they're not making money off you isn't hurting your credit your credit stuff. But the about having multiple sources of credit, having a couple credit cards can benefit you. And you don't have to ever use it. Just having it. You know?
No, I just, not my thing. I pay everything off. I still owe money on a house.
Look,
Laura's still paying her stuff off.
Yes.
She's just getting deals on those credit cards.
Yeah,
that's
all I do.
I had the money for the cruise.
That's all I do.
I'm not paying it from my checking account. Instead, you put it on this card. You know you're getting $700 back. You take your checking money and you pay off the bill. My groceries, $400 a week. I'm getting air miles every time I charge my groceries to American Express and then just pay it off on Fridays.
I only use the credit card to pay for stuff I would normally buy if I was to use cash. And that's what accrues you points for whatever.
Everything.
So, anyway, I know a lot of people going, who doesn't know this?
And
a lot of people that don't know
it.
There's a lot of people that don't know
it. Some of them give you a deal, like if you transfer that credit card over to this credit card, we'll give you an extra $500. So it's like,
I had a friend of mine. I had a friend of mine that was carrying $50,000 in debt on a credit card, which quickly became $75,000 in debt over a period of time. And I'm like, you'll never get out from under that. Very rarely. And then once they get you, they get you. So the only key is, and this is what I told the kids, don't get in that position. Don't buy it if you can't afford it.
I thought you were going to say pay it off with another credit card.
No, if you don't have the money to pay for it, don't buy it. Period.
Yes.
That's how you live your life. That's the only way. So anyway, all right. Boy, did we stray from where I thought we were going. But, you know.
Money.
As long as Kelly's little dangly thing in his coffee machine is working, yes. I guess that's the thing.
And she's going to help me DocuSign for my mom afterwards.
Yeah. You got it.
I trust her.
You got to adult sometime, bro.
You do.
Hey, listen, I successfully docu-signed for myself. This one.
Then why can't you do it now?
I don't know. It's a different one. She's got a different
system. You do realize that my dad is in the safe zone, as in he'll get through the rest of his life and doesn't have to deal with that. Laura's dad, he's going to. You, Kelly, you're in there. You're going to have to.
My dad doesn't have to work with computers. He drives truck, and that's.
How old's your dad?
86.
Okay, so is my dad. My dad's never going to get out of that. And neither is yours. There's going to be some part of the life, whether it's medical bills, whatever, it's going to happen, right? And my dad, here's the thing that is scary. For every guy like your dad, my dad, her dad, they're
my
not going
to... My dad's only 65.
They're not going to... I know, but he's an old school guy. They're not going to deal with online shit because too much has happened to friends of theirs and they got scammed. Mm-hmm. So they're afraid of it. And then when they finally do dip their toe into it, they click on the wrong thing and they're hooked. And then they're like, I told you. And that's the problem. It's because there's so many people out there trying to take advantage of the elderly.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Wow. My dad was like, I don't know. My Netflix subscription, they say I haven't paid it. I'm like, do you have a Netflix? She goes, no. But he didn't. He was so afraid because he's an old school guy. They pay their bills.
Yes.
And they don't let them be late.
Correct.
And when you tell them they've got a late bill, like an Easy Pass bill, I got three of them on my phone yesterday.
Three.
I had everything I could do yesterday to not text back, F off. But then I thought, well, then it really.
Yeah.
Then you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I really think we need to come up with something where I could electroshock them in the groin through the phone.
I honestly believe
I want to hit
a return call
with electric shock.
Once they are caught,
yeah.
Lifetime.
Yeah.
You're going to Russia, and you're crushing fucking rocks forever. Because you know what? We're done with you. We're not going to put you in prison. We're not going to give you three square meals and pay your 100% medical bills. And you know, every once in a while, let you go into the library and screw around with the computer again. Yeah. You're done.
No cable, no internet either.
You're done.
You're done. Yeah, I agree.
We're going to give you a little chalkboard and a piece of chalk. Well, that's how you can communicate with the other prisoners.
This one took a left. This one took a hard left, people. It's not what I was
people learned
on,
lessons in those days. Guess what? They cut off both my hands.
Yeah.
I can't steal anymore.
Sorry. The life of Kelly Brown. That onion that continues to produce layers that are just amazing to look at. That's what this 24 is. But another layer of Kelly Brown.
Today in half an hour, I'll be done with my mom's taxes and mine. Mm-hmm. And I'll be feeling good.
There you go. Well, that's what's important.
And Laura will have made $3.
Mm-hmm. That's a windfall, Laura. Don't spend it all in one place. Well, thank you for checking out the Buzz.
All those $3 add up.
24.
Jeez.
They're both, I'm telling you. All right, have a great day, everybody. We will see you tomorrow. Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7. Feel free to email me, comments, likes, dislikes, whatever. Go ahead and email me, greg@morningbuzz.com. All right, see you all tomorrow.